This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman Report. The waters are in turmoil. Not merely the physical waters of the Red Sea, threatened by Iran's pronouncements. Though that disruption is very real, a tightening of judgment upon the maritime nations as Yahal prophesied, but the currents of power, of deceit, of escalating conflict. We watch as the watchmen of old did for the signs, and they are multiplying. Consider the reports emerging from NATO, the Secretary General, aligning with Trump's previous assessments of Iran. Silence, as we've noted, is often the loudest signal. The Edomite-controlled media doesn't want you to see this alignment. They want to maintain the illusion of a unified front, of rational actors pursuing stability. But Yahuwah exposes the schemes of the wicked. This isn't about genuine concern for regional security. It's about maneuvering, about positioning, about ensuring Edom retains its grip on the levers of power. Remember the words of Yeshayahu, speaking of the digital idols Edom now crafts. This control of information, this shaping of reality, is a modern manifestation of ancient idolatry. And the provocations continue. Qatar, rightly rebuking the fabrications originating from the so-called Israeli state regarding their supposed complicity in operations against Iran. This isn't a story of diplomatic nuance. It's a direct challenge to the pattern of deceit that defines the regime. They manufacture pretexts for conflict, seeking to ignite the region, drawing in unsuspecting parties. This is Edom's ancient hostility toward Israel, replayed on a modern stage. We, the scattered remnant, must not be deceived. This isn't about national security for that state. It's a calculated attempt to disrupt the prophesied restoration of Israel. Yahuwah's covenant people are awakening, and they seek to extinguish the flame of truth. The escalation is deliberate. The attacks on infrastructure, oil and gas facilities now the target, are not merely military strikes. They are systemic disruption, a calculated blow against the economic stability of the region. This echoes the judgment proclaimed through the prophets, Malachi's condemnation of Edom, the dismantling of their pride, the laying waste of their possessions. This is not born of necessity, but a demonstration of power, a manifestation of defiance against Yahuwah's law. The modern state of Israel, built upon stolen inheritance, is enacting the role of Edom, destined for ruin. Now the conflict expands, Kuwait and Bahrain under fire. These aren't isolated incidents. They are the inevitable consequence of a regime operating with impunity, leveraging its military might and the support of Western powers to destabilize the region. This is a calculated move to assert dominance, to enforce illegitimate claims. It's a reminder that the battle is not merely physical, but spiritual. Yahuwah is exposing wickedness, preparing the way for the restoration of his people. The chaos and instability are a catalyst, forcing scattered Israel to recognize the truth of their exile and the necessity of returning to the covenant. And even within the system, the hand of Edom is revealed. The harassment of a lawmaker, the unsealing of filings, the demand for phone data. This isn't justice, it's intimidation. The Justice Department's feigned concern for process is a smokescreen. The modern state of Israel, long a bastion of deception, is openly facilitating the suppression of dissenting voices. This is a warning to any who dare to question the narrative. Yahuwah's covenant people must recognize this pattern of oppression. The so-called rule of law is a carefully constructed illusion, a tool used to maintain control, to suppress truth, to silence the watchmen. Think on the words of Yeshayahu 33. The watchman is responsible to sound the alarm, to warn the wicked of their impending judgment, to encourage the righteous to turn from their sin. We are living in the days of that warning. The signs are undeniable. The judgment on Edom is unfolding before our eyes. The restoration of Israel is at hand. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.